This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I always like to say a proof of life. Today is Tuesday, March 9th. It's hour number two. Wayne Root is live. I'm here in studio, the Root's on fire. Coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for a wonderful hour number one, a wonderful, engaging, educational, empowering hour number one. Lee is the best. And let me get to today's biggest news stories. First of all, I want to mention something. This is not exactly a big news story, because today's a big news day. There's a lot going on. Somebody's dogs should not be the biggest news story of the day. But I got to tell you, because I'm the world's biggest dog lover, and because I can't stand people who don't like dogs and do bad things to dogs, I just want to bring up real quick at the start of the show that Joe Biden had two German shepherds, Joe and Jill Biden, in the White House. And they had the run of the White House. And they were shipped back to Delaware after a biting incident involving White House security. Major, that's one of the German Shepherds, was adopted by Joe Biden and his wife in 2018 from an animal shelter. Major and Champ both moved into the White House in January, and they're already gone. They're already gone, simply because one dog snapped at security personnel. That's what German Shepherds do. I had a German Shepherd. My German Shepherd was named Maverick. I loved him more than anything in the world, but he snapped at people all the time to protect me and my family. He never snapped at us. He loved me, loved my family, loved my kids. He would do anything for us, and that's what German Shepherds do. And you can't love a dog and ship it away. But then again, Joe Biden doesn't have a brain anymore. He doesn't know what's going on. Major, who's 3 years old, that's a young dog, and has been known to display agitated behavior on multiple occasions, including jumping, barking, and charging at staff and security. And the older dog is Champ, both German Shepherds. Champ is 13 and has slowed down physically. And Joe Biden admitted he doesn't know how to treat his dogs. He slipped and fractured his foot while playing with his German Shepherd Major in December. And his dogs are nervous and aggressive. Well, you know what? If I was around a master that I loved who was losing his mind, and dogs know this, I'd be nervous and aggressive too. All German Shepherds, though, are nervous and aggressive. That's what they are. So you know what? If they bite someone, then you put them in a room. If they bite someone, then you lock off part of the White House. If they bite someone, you give them Schutzhund training. But if you're a decent human being, you don't take dogs that love you and ship them back to your Delaware home, and they'll never be seen by you again. What are you going to do, hide them in the basement while you hide in the White House basement? You know what I think of people that ship their dogs away from their home because the dog bites someone? You're a lowlife and a loser, Joe Biden. And Jill Biden, the woman who let her decrepit, feeble, weak old man with dementia husband run for president of the United States just so she could be first lady, knowing that he's got nothing left, knowing that she feeds him baby food, knowing that he wears diapers, knowing that she has a sign around his neck saying, if I get lost, call Jill. She let him run for president anyway. That's how much she cares about her husband. That's how much she loves her two German Shepherds. These are not nice people. So let me start with that. I love my dogs. No one would ever get my dog shipped away from me. I'd resign from the White House. I'd resign the presidency before I'd ever give up my dog, Bubba. Okay? So that's how you know these are disgusting people. Let's talk about some other topics that are important in the news today. I think the first topic is that the new stimulus is the worst bill in the history of mankind. And it wipes out the entire $650 million budget deficit of San Francisco. Wiped away by the federal stimulus bill Biden's about to sign. They're empty. The restaurants in San Francisco are empty. The Wall Street District of San Francisco, the financial district, is empty. There are no business taxes. The city was $650 million in budget deficit, and they just wiped it away. Just like that, they wiped it away. Isn't that nice? Oh, that's so nice. But it didn't just erase San Francisco's debt. For Speaker Pelosi, it eliminated New York State's fiscal year budget deficit for Senate Leader Schumer. How do you not get embarrassed? They locked us down to defeat President Trump, and now we wiped out their entire deficit, but we did nothing for the people that were destroyed by the lockdowns. The restaurant owners destroyed. The retail store owners destroyed. The landlords destroyed. The landlords who own office buildings destroyed. Everyone destroyed. All the workers jobless. You didn't save them, but you saved the governments of San Francisco and New York. Isn't this crazy? They did this to beat Trump and destroy the Trump economy. And now they're giving themselves back money by printing all day with the printing press. You just run them all day, make up fake money, and hand it out to the states and the cities that are all bankrupt because they closed to make sure Trump wouldn't win. My God, it's a communist takeover of the United States. You don't believe me? Look towards my home, Nevada. The Democrat Socialists of America candidates swept all of the top Democrat Party seats in weekend elections in Nevada. That's who runs the Democrat Party in Nevada now. The Democrat Socialists of America, a Marxist offshoot, they're all Bernie Sanders people, and they won, every one of them. Judith Whitmer, Jacob Allen, Dr. Zafar Iqbal, and Ahmad Adi took over the Nevada Democrat Party. And don't forget, they won a landslide for Bernie Sanders over Joe Biden. A landslide back last February. And then Joe Biden the next week won in South Carolina when everyone realized that a communist is about to take over the party, and they don't mind that, because all the people now that run the party are communists, but they're scared to death to show you a communist. They can't show you that a communist is running and leading the party. So they put Biden up, knowing he's brain dead, knowing he has dementia, knowing he couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. They put him up in a scam like Weekend of Biden's. They're making believe he's alive. He's not there anymore. His brain is dead. Progressive takeover of the Nevada Democrat Party sparks mass exodus of staff and consultants and money. Judith Whitmer, the newly elected chair of the Nevada Democrat Party, says we got better and better at organizing and out-organizing them at every turn. And so she immediately wins, Judith Whitmer, and gets an email from the party's executive director, Alana Mounce. And you know, Alana Mounce is probably a communist, but she won't admit it, so she can't work for real communists. But they're all the same. Maybe she's a socialist, and the ones in charge are Bernie Sanders communists. And the message from Mounce to the new leader of the Nevada Democrat Party, Judith Whitmer, the message began with a note of congratulations before getting to her main point. She was quitting, and so was every other employee. So were all the consultants, and the staff would be taking severance checks with them. Coalition of progressive candidates backed by the local chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America took over leadership of the Nevada Democrat Party, sweeping all five party leadership positions. The establishment had prepared for the loss, having recently moved $450,000 out of the party's coffers and into the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee's account. And the DSCC will put the money towards the 2022 re-election bid of Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro. Can you imagine? You got to understand what these people are like. This Catherine Cortez Mastro, radical, radical socialist, extreme, extreme left. But they're all scared of the people that just won because they make extreme left look right. This is a communist takeover. Everywhere you look, communists or the moderate ones next to them, socialists. It's unbelievable. And in the middle of all this, half of the country is not confident in Joe Biden's mental and physical condition. I called it so long ago. The latest Rasmussen poll released today shows 34% of voters say they're very confident of Joe Biden's physical and mental ability. 40% are very concerned with his mental and physical decline. Numbers only going to go up. Only going to go up. Joe Biden's gone 48 days without a press conference. And then there was the appearance today at a hardware store. Joe Biden spoke to the store owners at W.S. Jenks and Sons Hardware Store in Washington, D.C. for a brief visit today, Tuesday afternoon. And he spoke about the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, an emergency fund that W.S. Jenks and Sons applied for and received in February because it has fewer than 20 employees, and the funding allowed employees at high risk for COVID-19 to stay home while getting paid. W.S. Jenks and Sons builds itself as Washington's oldest hardware store. Tools, hardware, machinery, lawn, garden care, home improvement. And following Biden's remarks at the store, reporters on site attempted to ask him questions but were quickly shooed out by handlers. They could be heard in the video before talking over the reporters, saying, "We're going to move out. Thank you. Let's go, you guys. Thank you." It's almost certain to try to keep the obvious cognitive decline of the president hidden from public view. Biden has not held a press conference during his 7 weeks in the White House. Wow. This is just unbelievable. The president of the United States is mentally incapable of eating a roast beef sandwich. I think his wife feeds him baby food and he wears diapers. I guarantee you. It's a sad state of affairs. Wait till you hear what's going on with the border when we get back. It is a disaster. And then Governor Cuomo, big news today. Sixth woman comes forward to accuse Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. You know, if one woman comes forward and you're a Republican, your career's over. We're on number six, and Cuomo refuses to resign. Typical Democrat. A real feminist, don't you think? All these guys are the same. All the guys they do in Hollywood claim they were feminists. And they supported feminist causes. Well, they had a casting couch, and every woman got a job by screwing them under pressure. And then they vote liberal Democrat. Nice guys.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a
truck. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will
guide you every step of the way.
Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
What?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. Sponsoring the segment of the show, ASI Precious Metals Powerhouse. ASI is short for Asset Strategies International. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. Biden's a madman, or I should say Biden is an insane man with no brains left. He's got dementia. But the people around him are insane. Barack Obama's the real guy running the country. And his handlers, George Soros, various globalist billionaires, the Chinese Communist Party, Valerie Jarrett, they're all insane. They're going to spend us into bankruptcy. You're going to have to own some precious metals. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients. They sold over $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. The owners of ASI, great friends of mine for 16 years. They've sent me 16 years of Christmas ornaments for my trees. Every year they send a new one, a beautiful new one. And so I have 16 ornaments on my tree from ASI. And with open borders and the Green New Deal and this new $1.9 trillion stimulus bill and a new bill for climate change and the bailouts of broke cities and states and free health care for illegals, oh my gosh, if you don't own gold and silver, the dollar's going to go to zero. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention Wayne Allen Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. Do not delay. Do not procrastinate. You need to own gold and silver. 800-831-0007 or visit assetstrategies.com. Let's talk a little bit about California. I got a great email here from one of my fans, Bob. As COVID descended on California in March and April last year, economies began to shut down and the debate raged over what businesses were deemed essential. there was a ironic public dialogue between Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, and Alameda County authorities, asking him to shut down, a forced shutdown of the Tesla plant in Fremont. And the dialogue was punctuated by a tweet from Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, who described herself as a progressive socialist Latina Democrat. And she tweeted out, F you, Elon Musk. At that time, we had no idea how much that tweet and that attitude would cost us. Elon Musk calmly threatened to leave the state. The governor, who's now being recalled, Gruesom Newsom, was arrogantly dismissive, saying Elon Musk isn't leaving California anytime soon. 6 months later, Elon Musk has left California. He has sold or is in the process of selling all his personal real estate in the state. He's now a resident of the great state of Texas. He's moved his philanthropic foundation to Texas. One of his companies, SpaceX, is based in Texas. Tesla's building a new plant outside of Austin, Texas. Consider the unfathomable irony of in-your-face progressive socialist Democrats forcing Elon Musk to give up on California. Musk came to this state as an immigrant and proceeded to do more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions with Tesla and Solar City than all the progressive politicians in the state combined. Musk didn't talk about climate change. He simply brought products to market that benefited the consumer, the environment, and his shareholders. Should have been the poster boy for the green agenda, but instead they turned on him, tore him apart because he refused to buckle to ridiculous regulations based on flimsy medical data, not science. They called it non-essential to manufacture automobiles in California. There's no way to know for sure what Mr. Musk will pay in California state income tax and other taxes this year, but it would surprise no one if he paid the most of any individual resident in the state of California. But next year will be a very different year. He'll be a much happier resident of Texas and pay a small fraction of the taxes squeezed out of him and his employees while in California. The damage goes much deeper than the tax revenue of one person. Musk didn't just leave the state, he turned on the state. It is now his mission to get other innovators to leave as well. According to the governor of Texas, he's on the phone with Musk once a week strategizing how to get other California companies to relocate to Texas. Hewlett-Packard has relocated. Oracle announced they're moving headquarters to Texas. 13 other potential moves in the pipeline. This will suck a lot of the financial and social life out of California. And this was all caused by one arrogant, explosive, sneering leftist tweet. I'm glad they called her a tweet and not the word I was thinking. Oh, my God. This woman, Gonzalez, and don't forget, she's just like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, progressive socialist Latina Democrats, communist Fidel Castro pieces of garbage that will shoot you. They'd love to shoot us in the street for being wealthy, successful entrepreneurs. They'd love to drag you out of your mansion and shoot you in the head and then hang you from a lamppost as a warning to others what they're going to do to people in a communist country. It's going to get bad. I promise you, you better get ready, because I know what's coming, and I know what's going to happen. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's at the U.S.-Mexico border, Abbott taking an aerial tour of the region this afternoon, also saying,
This crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
President Biden is highlighting a federal assistance program many small businesses have received during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Biden traveling to a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Can speak
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors here. If you want peace, prepare for war, is what George Washington said. And this is Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. It's cancel culture trying to destroy Dr. Seuss, or Disney today announcing they're removing Peter Pan and Dumbo from children's profiles due to negative stereotypes. It's truly, truly unbelievable what's happening to our country. Our next guest is Anthony DiStefano, who is an author of over 20 books, including 12 children's books, and we want to get his take on this cleansing that's happening and how bad it's going to get. Anthony, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, well, I was just going to say this cancel culture is very bad. Obviously, it's a joke. They're making fools of themselves with Dr. Seuss and Peter Pan and Dumbo and Pepe Le Pew. It's absolutely insanity squared. And they're making themselves look like complete idiots. They're turning people off. And yet, it persists because I don't think they care. They're beyond the point of caring anymore.
It's going to persist, and we can't, even though it's funny, and even though it's insane, we cannot take it as a joke because they have been persisting right along, and they're going to continue to persist. You know, when Donald Trump warned America so many times that the left and the media, you know, weren't really going after him, but they were coming after us. You know, this is what he meant. This prediction's coming true. You know, and what you said about Disney, it's not just, I mean, it was Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, The Jungle Book, Swiss Family Robinson. Oh, my. They, maybe because of the depictions of Native Americans, who knows? But they're going to have to eliminate all the cowboy movies if they keep going. And that's really the question that I have. You know,
I'm the world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fan, and I've often wondered to myself, when are they coming to get that name Cowboys from the Dallas Cowboys? Just like they took away the Redskins from the Washington Redskins, because Cowboys, you know, were demeaning to Indians, weren't they? And they killed Indians. So
absolutely.
Now they brutalized Indians. We're going to have to get rid of the name Cowboys. Hey, by the way, Anthony, before you answer, back away from your mic just a little bit. You're starting to pop your peas and make a few noises. But what you say makes a lot of sense, my friend. You write books, 20 books, children's books. What do you fear is going to happen next?
I think in all of the arts, you're going to have this. I mean, look, I mean, if you're going to cancel Dr. Seuss, then you have to cancel Mark Twain. You know, for Huckleberry Finn and the portrayal of the slave Jim, you're going to have to cancel Hemingway because he's got some negative portrayals of gays. You're going to have to cancel, you know, Shakespeare because in The Merchant of Venice, you know, he's got that character of Shylock, which is a negative stereotype of Jewish people. You know, and you're going to have to cancel all of Jane Austen for all her female characters whose main object in life, you know, is to become housewives. That's not a very positive portrayal for today's, you know, females. You know, oppressed by white male privilege. You're going to have to cancel all of those. You're going to have to cancel all comedy. I mean, you can't cancel Dr. Seuss and then leave Howard Stern, you know? That's the hypocrisy that we're facing right now, and I fear it for my books, because all my books are they're biblically based. They don't preach at you, but they're based in Judeo-Christian principles. They talk about, you know, not moral relativism, but solid moral truths. And of course, the main thing here, the scariest thing, Wayne, the ticking bomb that's going to go off is the Bible itself. Because you don't have to be a religious fanatic to know that the Bible is the most countercultural book of all time. I mean, you know, there's how many times does it call homosexual, you know, relationships an abomination? Or, you know, it says repeatedly throughout the Bible that God is a God of life, and that goes counter to the culture of death. You know, even in the area of economics, you know, one of the Ten Commandments is, you know, against theft. Thou shalt not steal presupposes that we have a right to own things, that we have a right to own property. Therefore, socialism can't be morally correct. So, you know, there are hundreds of examples of this, and eventually, if you follow the left's thinking to its logical conclusion, they just have to come after the Bible. But they can't do it yet because they're cowards. And so what they're going to do is go after children's books, go after the children, and go after children's books and other books that are biblically principled.
Well, I mean, the real question becomes, what do we do? When you look at January 6th, right, you can't say, let's attack them. Because if you try to physically hurt them in any way, even if it's like a slap, even if one policeman by mistake gets hurt, even if you put whipped cream on Nancy Pelosi's chair, we are now branded as a party of nuts, kooks, murderers, violent people, insurrectionists. We're the worst people in the world. We're traitors to America. So it can't be a response of violence. But I don't see how you're going to stop them when they control the House, the Senate, only through Kamala Harris's vote, the presidency, and, of course, the Supreme Court is a bunch of wimps who won't go with us, even though they're Republican, because they're afraid of being canceled. So what do we do is the million-dollar question.
They don't believe in free speech. They don't approach free speech the way we do. They don't believe that it's an inalienable right, that it's a right from above. They believe that free speech and all the rights come to us from government. And if government can give us the rights, then government can take away the rights. And that's what it did to you with Twitter. You know, I mean, how senseless is it in a democracy to question an election and, you know, voter fraud and to be silenced? I mean, that's Gestapo tactics. So that's why many people on the right, many people I can tell you, Christian evangelicals and Catholics, Orthodox Catholics, we believe there's really an age of martyrdom coming up. Because you're right, they're going to cancel you. They control the media, they control Hollywood, they control the academic world, and now they control the whole government. So the whole deck is stacked against you. So you can't surrender. So you fight on, you fight on, you fight on, even if it means jail time, even if it means being silenced. You know, they close the window, you open a door. You know, you just have to have that relentless Winston Churchill kind of never surrender strategy.
I agree. I just wish I knew what the strategy was, right? I mean, I agree. My all-time favorites include Winston Churchill. I've talked about it many times. I love Churchill, and I love his quote, never, ever, 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 ever give up, right? And that's my philosophy in life. And what else did Churchill say? When you fail and fail and fail again, what do? You just keep going. And so he's one of the great fighters.
Yeah, when you're going through the storm, what do? Keep going. That was his quote that he used.
When you get to hell, just keep going. I think that's what it was. Wasn't it
when you're going through hell, what's the advice? Keep going.
That was it.
There's no silver bullet. You have to do what you do every day. You know, that's what you have to do. But what's going to happen is what happened in the early days of the church. You know, continually there'll be more Dr. Seuss stories. There are going to be more people who are canceled, and people will see the injustice of it, and there'll be more of a reaction, just like there was. This is what got Donald Trump into office in the first place, this seething rage that was going on. That's still there. You know, that's still there, and that's going to continue bubbling up onto the surface.
It's a tough situation. I mean, the only thing I could think of, you know, in my opinion, it's going to be some sort of a divorce. You know, I know it's called secession, but people hate that word. I'll call it divorce. We can't live with them, and they certainly can't live with us. And I don't want to live under a guy with dementia who's running the country and has, you know, got people behind him who are obviously communists who are suicide bombers who hate our country. So we're going to have to find a way to separate and live separate lives, you know, somehow, some way, whether we're divorced or whether we're just separated, living in different homes, living separate lives. We've got to figure out some way that Americans who are Christian and conservative and capitalist can go on with their lives and live on a totally different, you know, kind of flight plan than the communists and globalists and socialists are on.
Well, one of the last things I want to say here is that, you know, the mask is off to a great extent. We recognize what's going on, and so they know that. And so what they're doing is they're going after the children. The Dr. Seuss, again, is just the tip of the iceberg, because the whole name of the game, to stop people like you and me from some sort of a secessionist movement, which we haven't quite figured out yet. How do you do that? You go after the children and convince them that we're crazy. And you do that by jumping over the heads of parents and using propaganda. And that's where the big battleground is right now. Get to the children. And that's why we can't just laugh off the Dr. Seuss.
No, absolutely not.
We can't. We got to fight it in every way we can.
All right. Anthony DiStefano, author of over 20 books, including 12 children's books. Before I say goodbye, any books you want to promote or any good website where people can find your books and get a taste of someone who is still a patriot?
If they can take my Italian name, AnthonyDiStefano.com. If they could find that, they'll see all my books, including some that the left have already tried to cancel, like Inside the Atheist Mind, which was a takedown of the left, which they did try to cancel. So just go to that website. You'll see all my stuff. Thank you.
All right. Anthony, thank you for coming on the show. Pleasure to have you as a guest, my friend. God bless.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right. Anthony DiStefano, author of over 20 books, including 12 children's books. Let me segue over to the story that my producer, Chris O'Sullivan, sent to me during the break, and I want to, you know, that it was a story that we could talk about with me and my guest, but I want to dig into it a little bit. Disney has removed several movies from children's profiles due to negative stereotypes. The Walt Disney Company, and by the way, Disney is the worst offender, perhaps, in the country of any of the businesses that are involved in liberalism and giving to liberal causes and canceling out conservatives. This is number one, the Walt Disney Company. We need to starve them. We need to stop buying anything from the Disney Company. The Walt Disney Company previously showed content warnings on films for negative depictions and or mistreatment of people and cultures back in October, but has now removed access to the films for children under seven. Adults can still view the movies on their Disney Plus accounts with content warnings. Some of what Disney has said about each of these movies at the Stories Matter section include Dumbo, The Crows and musical number pay homage to racist minstrel shows where white performers with blackened faces and tattered clothing imitated and ridiculed enslaved Africans on southern plantations. Peter Pan, the film portrays native people in a stereotypical manner that reflects neither the diversity of native peoples nor their authentic cultural traditions. Swiss Family Robinson, the pirates who antagonize the Robinson family are portrayed as a stereotypical foreign menace. Many appear in yellow face or brown face, costumed in an exaggerated and inaccurate manner, reinforcing their barbarism. So now we're defending pirates. Pirates have to be defended because they must be people of color. I didn't even know pirates are people of color. What if pirates are white? Huh? What? This is bizarre. And they're coming for you and me. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credit. Over 200,000 members, they paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Boy, I was going to go buy some stock, you know, in like Tesla or IBM or something big like that. I think instead I'll buy up like 10,000 Dumbo books. 10,000 Peter Pans, 10,000 Band Dr. Seuss books, because they're going to be worth a fortune. That's like the new trading currency. You know, I need a new car. Papa needs a new car. You going to pay for it in cash? No, I'm going to bring along 300 Dumbo books. This is a joke. This is some sort of a freaking joke. The United States of America is a laughing stock of itself. We are a banana republic and a joke. And the people in charge are hiding behind an old, feeble, decrepit man wearing diapers, eating baby food in the basement, spoon-fed by his wife. This is sick stuff, man. I couldn't write this movie. I'd be laughed out of Hollywood. You couldn't write it. They'd never accept it. But I'll tell you what, I do have a crystal ball. 20, 30 years ago, I don't know, what was like early 1990s? Talk about like, say, 1992. To 2002, 2012, 2022. So, yeah, about 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I had a screenwriter partner, and we wrote a movie called Angry White Male. Angry White Male. And we tried to sell it to Hollywood, and it was all about the coming of a guy just like Donald Trump. 30 years ago. And do you know every movie company in Hollywood just walked away? Are you kidding? We'd never make this movie. That was then, when they weren't anything near as mentally deficient and crazed as they are now. They didn't have Trump derangement syndrome then. And they all said, oh my God, this is disgusting. You wrote a movie called Angry White Male about angry white men and a coming demagogue like Donald Trump? And they just were like, you'll never work in this town again, Wayne Root. I wrote that movie in 1990 or 91 and pitched it like 91, 92 and got rejected by every Hollywood movie company. They just wouldn't make a movie, even if it would make them hundreds of millions of dollars. And it would be popular. It would have been the most controversial movie of its time, Angry White Male. And they just couldn't do it. Terrible people and stupid people, ignorant people. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the people behind Energized Health, and they're regular guests on my show. Matter of fact, they'll be on, I think, next week. or maybe it's 2 weeks from now, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. When I say on, we have lots of guests on the show, generally on the phone, but they come in person. They actually demand that they've got to come in person, and they drive in or fly in all the way from California and make a weekend of it or make a 3-4 day holiday of it and come on my show live in studio because they want to spend time in studio with Wayne Rude. They want to lock eyes, and they're smart. They're smart because I, as a businessman, say there's nothing that can replace personal in-person visits. Nothing. If I was the CEO of a company with thousands of employees, I would spend all year on a private plane getting to each one of the locations of my company and going in and shaking hands and kissing babies and slapping backs with every single employee in every single office. Nothing can replace that. Zoom calls can't do it. Texts can't do it. Emails can't do it. Phone calls can't do it. Conference videos can't do it. You just can't do it. You've got to be there and press the flesh in person. And so John and Chelsea Jubilee come to my studio because they want to do that in person with me and with you, basically. And the results of their science of intercellular hydration, people lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, feel and look years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. And you know it works. All you have to do is hear from me. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. And more importantly, everywhere I go, people go either, oh my gosh, you've lost so much weight. What are you doing? Or, oh my gosh, how do you look so young? So I get that from so many people now. It's amazing. All because of Energized Health. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or join right now. Cut right to the chase and join right now at 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Mention Wayne Allyn Root and get 40% off. Join now and get 40% off if you just mention WAR. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. So the country's being given away. When we get back, I'll talk about all that. How much time? 90 seconds. So I'll talk about this article, record number of migrant children sitting in Biden's Border Patrol cages, and they're trying to rationalize that's okay. An Arizona border agent says illegal immigration has already surpassed 2018 on track to top the past 3 years combined. The entire world is coming to our border. Why not? Wouldn't you? Why not? They're letting everyone in, and they're telling you we're going to let you in, and we're going to give you all kinds of free goodies. And free lawyers, and make you a citizen, and give you a chance to vote. Put your kids in school for free. Give you free health care. No wonder the whole world's coming. If you're sick, or you want to drop a baby, America's the place to come right now. All bets are off. The doors are open. We're pulling back the gates, taking the alligators out of the area around the gates, right? Around the swamp. And we're just letting everybody in. Doesn't matter if you're crippled, doesn't matter if you're diseased. Doesn't matter if you cost us millions of dollars. Doesn't matter if you're going to drop a baby and cost us $50,000 in hospital costs. Come on in. We'll even give you a lawyer. This is the most insane period in the history of the world. But it's Cloward Piven, as I keep telling you. I learned it at Columbia. Cloward Piven. Google it. Cloward-Piven. This is how you overwhelm the country, overwhelm the welfare state, collapse the economy, kill America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.